1979, an idea that had grown and formed into Stop the City was to take place. A carnival in the streets, a protest against the companies and men who financed war, an occupation to stop people at theirs, peaceful blockades, a traffic-free zone. So what actually happened? The walls and pavements were daubed with coloured chalk, slogans and symbols that probably meant little to the city gents. Some blockades were formed and removed. There was conversation with city folk and some music made. The many arrests angered the free, some carried out by brutal police without their identification numbers. All day people rallied with banners and starting points. A meeting at the Guildhall turned into a strong defiant show of force that marched through the streets, past the Bank of England to the Stock Exchange, where loud chanting echoed around the tall buildings. People banged on the doors and windows. Siege was laid until the horses arrived. But it was spontaneous, disorganised, except for the whispered word, a way of confusing the law. The result? The carnival was enjoyed, but the city was not stopped. They worked while under siege, even though many visited the carnival out of curiosity. Their dull day was brightened, but it left no mark. The next day, most walls had been scrapped of their graffiti messages. But the fact remains, power has been tested. If you try hard enough, things can work. If we go on trying, it will.